Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to another top tier, top quality Red Jacks on podcast season two. Good stuff. Today, I will be your host, Bald Man Rick, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, as always, by the names of
Big Boy Chale,
Razor.
I feel like he was gonna go for it.
It's like a sandwich. It's like Big Boy Charlie, Fraser, Little Boy Sirhan, whatever. I could be Bald Man Sirhan, but I don't
Little Boy Sirhan.
Well, you know,
Sirhan's still finding his nickname in the podcast. I see. We'll get there.
Little Boy Sirhan is perfect. Oh God.
Right, lads. So, you already know what we're talking about, and the listeners obviously know because they've clicked on the video. But we are talking about the part two to the beef between Kendrick and Drake, because Drake has just continued to fucking spiral out of control, and it seems to me like he's making the worst possible decision in every chance he can possibly fucking get. So there is no way we're not talking about this, because it's everywhere at the moment. I'm genuinely shocked that you have been able to keep out of it as much as you have, because
there's been so much shit going on.
Yeah, on my feed, it's year fucking alone. Everywhere.
That's the thing. I've not let it get in my feed. I've stayed away. I'm like, no, okay. This is Rikesh's podcast.
Smart.
I'm waiting for it.
Smart.
I think it's best that all four of us are at different levels of exposure to this. Because it will give a bit more of a rounded conversation. So, like,
good point. Yeah, fair enough.
To speak on myself only, you know, when I have days off and I sit and I crochet, it sounds very relaxing, very old manish. But then I'll put on YouTube and just watch videos, because on my YouTube feed is mostly just, you know, what the fuck is Drake doing? I'm like, what is happening? And then a lot of backlog and research, and it's all released within the last two, three days. I'm like, okay, is this just up to date, if you will? It's been, from what I'm hearing, it's been some crazy shit.
Crazy shit indeed, sir. So the reason why you've seen a lot of stuff pop up in the last couple of days is because he's continued to just do insane shit after insane shit after insane shit. I don't really know what he's playing at. It's like he's on the full-on kamikaze mission to just blow himself up as quick as he possibly fucking can.
He lost the plot.
He genuinely has. So this all started from obviously the beef. We covered the beef, we did the podcast on it, we'll put a link somewhere.
Can we do
that about 8 months ago?
Minuscule like recap of everything. Because just in case if people jumped on, you know, they've not necessarily know all the deets of the beef.
So how much do you remember in general from the beef, actual rap beef?
I remember most of it. I remember most of it, dude, because you were there with me. I wasn't allowed to forget.
I think the main takeaways from it were that Kendrick absolutely demolished him, and that Drake used AI in the end to replicate Tupac. And that was just ridiculous. Like, just pissed everyone off. Mm-hmm. And then he even did something on tour, didn't he, as well, Drake? Didn't he do something weird on tour? Oh, no, that was J. Cole.
J. Cole apologized.
Yeah, he apologized on tour. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people gave J. Cole shit for that. I give him props for apologizing the way he did.
Oh, same.
Live on stage in front of thousands of people. It wasn't a bullshit Instagram post, no message from his PR team or whatever. He was apologizing. I mean, I can understand people give him shit for it. I liked that he apologized, because J. Cole is like my number two guy in rap, so I didn't want to see them beef. I didn't want to see
J. Cole apologize as well. I think it takes a big man, because obviously he's representing his music, he's representing sort of the rap game. You're not supposed to show that element of, I don't know, not weakness, softness or whatever. But one thing that a lot of what I'm seeing from my feed is a lot of people are now judging J. Cole, because it's like, well, you're just on the fence. You're just like, J. Cole, Kendrick, oh, they're both my boys. And a lot of now people are like trying to hit him on that level than just, oh, you're a pussy for apologizing. Just like, pick a side. I don't think he should. I don't think he has to. But a lot of people are criticizing him now for like being on the fence somehow.
I mean, I can understand it to a certain degree.
I get
but
fucking just chill, bro. Like,
but you know, this is not about Cole right now. Cole has made a very smart decision in just staying the fuck out of it, if you ask me. But yeah. So since the beef, you pretty much nailed it. Kendrick has absolutely fucking demolished Drake in so many ways. It was like there was no coming back from it, in a sense. And it seemed like Drake has just had a really, really difficult time accepting he lost that beef. And he's just gone on some wild shit ever since. So
the last thing that I heard, I think, was that a security guard got shot or something like that.
Yeah, so that was I think it was last May, so like just during the beef kind of thing. Whenever all the diss tracks were like fresh coming out, you might remember there was like a big news story that came out, and someone had like done a drive-by on Drake's house. So, like, they shot up a couple doors and windows or whatever, and they shot up one of the security guards that was standing outside the gate or something. He didn't die or anything, but he was like severely injured. They had to stop the bleeding. He had to get sent to hospital and everything.
So was this just a rando, or was it someone to do with Kendrick?
It was a rando. It wasn't like someone from Kendrick's team or anything. It was just some random guy who was like, fuck Drake, and shot up his house.
That's mad.
It is kind of crazy.
That, we can't condone that either way. That's mad.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely like a step too far. Like, regardless of how you feel about Drake, going to the man's house and shooting it up and everything is a bit distasteful.
Extreme.
It's not what it should have come to. But it did, either way. And funny tidbit about that, it's not confirmed, but like the security team that was immediately called to the scene and everything afterwards, a lot of people did a lot of digging online, and it appeared to be that the security team that got called out, like the police, air quotations, the police that came, was a security firm that was run by Drake, and it was all like cordoned off by, so it kind of seemed like Drake had staged the entire thing.
That makes sense, you know.
Which, like, in the midst of the beef and after, like, he being absolutely knocked down, and seeing the way he's been reacting now, it kind of doesn't really, I wouldn't put it past him to have staged something that.
This is a very commercial beef. What we're seeing, and what may be inspiring people, what the seed of this spark was, you know, it can be lost in translation, especially because of the media and the way people pick sides and all that shit. But this is what I'm hearing on both sides. Yeah, Drake could have, let's say, orchestrated that shooting. Oh my god. Okay, let's take that. Maybe that did happen. But now, with what's happening, he's using that scenario, and I won't do spoilers, Rick, because I know you're gonna explain the shit, but he's using that whole example of, oh, someone come and shot up my house because of Kendrick song. I'm feeling unsafe, and now this is justifying my actions moving forward. So even if that was BS, he's using it as a reason. If it's not,
well, That's it. When you get absolutely trampled by someone, being able to play a card where you become the victim again gets people back on your side. Yep. And that's why it's a very viable option. It actually makes more sense than a rando or Kendrick's person. People shooting him up. Kendrick had already won. Why would anyone need to do that? I mean, it is America. There's a lot of crazy people.
Chaos aspect to it.
I think it was Canada, to be honest. Was it Canada?
He's Canadian.
Drake's home? Drake's
Canada. Well, that's where he's from. I don't know if he lives.
His actual the picture from Not Like Us, that home was, I think that was in Toronto. I think that was the house that got shot up.
Okay.
I think
that was the house. I thought that was in like LA or something. Oh,
I think that is his house in Canada. That's like his main Toronto house, I think.
He's probably got a few.
Probably. So back to it. That's good. So all of this happened, the actual beef, which, by the way, is like it's commonly known as the beef. It's not like the Drake and Kendrick beef. It's just known as the beef. It's that fucking big of a thing. And I remember saying this to you guys when it happened, like, this is big. Like, this is gonna, like, people are gonna be talking about this for generations now. Like, it's that big of a thing. It's literally known as the beef now. People know what you're talking about if you say the beef.
I will give you a juice drink. You're not one to bullshit or overly exaggerate. I think I'm more of the one to get really passionate and hype. But everything you've said so far, the beef and how it's going to be possibly looked at during history or at least after the fact, a lot of it is popping up in what I'm watching. A lot of people are like, yeah, man, you know, we all thought it was, you know, because we're big in Tupac and this is the biggest thing since then. This is the beef and and what's Drake doing? All of this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, Rick wasn't lying. Not that I thought you were lying. I was like, fuck, like, he's on
the reason why it's also like being as big and as it is now is because Drake will just not let it go. He lost the beef. We all know that. But every move he's made since has just reinforced everything that Kendrick was saying in the diss tracks, the whole context, everything.
100%. But what's give us the events? What happened? Not Like Us came out.
Right. What's he done? What's he done?
What's he done now, Canadian? Right. So, ever since the beef, in, I think it was last May, June time, I think is when it ended. That was like the last kind of, when Not Like Us dropped, and then that was like kind of the defining thing for it. Drake had just kind of been silent. I think he's dropped like two tracks, one with Sexy Red, which is a shit track. And another one called Wagwan Delilah. I don't even know what the fuck that was. It's just embarrassing. And he's kind of, people have just been like, what are you doing? You're just doing some mad shit.
So what are these songs? Are they like anything to do with anything, or are they just songs?
They're just songs. They're his Drake's first song since the beef. So people are like, okay, what are you going to say? What are you going to be talking about?
And he's just moving on. Well, it looks kind like obviously, music, I mean, but...
Hey, please listen to the songs at one point. Oh, to the listeners, stop now, listen or off. It does not loud. I'm not cussing it because it's like Drake lost. It does not sound like a Drake song. Like, for Rick showed it to me and I was like, are you sure these are legit? Like, yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. And now even the videos I'm watching and people getting interviewed, they're like, yeah, man, he done it with, you know, Sexy Red and the Hey There Delight. And I'm like, oh, not Drake. No, come on, bro.
It's bad. It's very, very bad.
It's really, they sound like, if like a shit AI met like auto-tuning. It's terrible, man.
It is bad. Man. It's very bad. And considering that it's come from someone with the acclaim that Drake has and the amount of money and hits that he has.
Even the production value, like, at the very least.
Non-existent. Honestly, just give him a listen in your own time and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. But that was back then, right? So a couple months back, like a month, maybe a month and a half ago, Drake decided to... He was still in denial of losing the beef. He could not get his head wrapped around the fact that he was beaten by Kendrick Lamar. I, for whatever reason, is unknown to me why he thought he could beat Kendrick Lamar in the fucking first place. But he cannot take the fact that he lost. So he decided
he won or something.
Yeah, probably. He definitely thought he was going to win, which is why he was why he taunted him in the first place. Because Drake was the one to start it. It wasn't Kendrick, it was Drake. And he provoked him into what eventually had led to what is now a thing. What's so funny?
So it looks like he was in pain or something.
Okay. Sorry, I have in pain. Dying. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. You guys remember when I had the butt operation on my coccyx?
On your cock. Yeah.
That was coccyx, edge of your spine, part of your spine. I had an operation on it 2013. I went doctors again today. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm in a lot of pain. I can't sit right now. So if you may see me oohing and ahhing, it's because I just have in pain.
Okay.
thanks for laughing night. To me. Thanks, man. Yeah,
it looked like you just banged your hand on something or something like that. Something, you just muted yourself.
Something got banged. Anyway,
I'm comfy,
I'm fine, I'm listening,
right. So in response to Drake's denial and everything that had occurred, Drake decided he's going to drop a lawsuit. Not a legit full-on lawsuit, but it's like a petition thing. It's like he filed in New York. So normally, if you was to be anywhere else in the world, you would fight. If you're going to sue someone, you put in the lawsuit. You have to pay for the fees, and you got to serve the person. It's like a whole process before you can actually get to the discovery portion of the lawsuit, where you start finding out all this information.
Evidence and
right. Like normal make discovery stuff. Yeah. But there's a thing, like a law in New York, which states that if you're going to sue someone, you're allowed to do the discovery first before doing all of the extra official lawsuit type shit, like wasting money on the papers and serving and all that time consuming shit, which is exactly what Drake done. He filed a lawsuit in New York against UMG, Universal Music Group, who is Drake's label, and Spotify. That was the first lawsuit that Drake dropped, because Drake was salty, pretty much, that Not Like Us was doing the numbers and was being streamed and listened to as much as it was across the country, across the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
Drake could not get it into his head that that song was as popular as it was, and he was accusing UMG and Spotify of being in cahoots and boosting Not Like Us to be more popular than it was, and increasing the bots, the bot streams, and like payola type stuff, which is like
conspiracy
people.
Shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. This was the first lawsuit that he dropped, right?
And consider this unconfirmed or otherwise, which Drake has been and OVO has been accused of in the past of doing, of boosting their own numbers through bots as well. So it's a bit like, you know, kind of calling the kettle black. It was one of those random moments. Like Drake, we have suspicions that you've done this anyway. But yeah, carry on.
So yeah, I mean that was his big claim in that first one, was that he just accused UMG, his own label, and Spotify for using bots and illegal payola schemes to increase the streams for Not Like Us and making that song more popular and streamed across America than it was.
He's so Drake, insecure.
Yeah, Drake literally saying you didn't like Not Like Us as much as you did. The only reason you liked it was because UMG played it everywhere. That's why it's so popular. That's why you like it, is because it was played everywhere, which is fucking ridiculous, to be honest.
Oh, of course it was. It was the best song in that feud, and that feud was massively popular. So of course they're going to play that song the most. Like, it's just common sense. And but I will say, the way that you said about Drake's poor songs coming out before he's done these lawsuits makes me think he wouldn't have any control over necessarily the production of the entire track. There are so many people involved with a Drake track. He could also just be like, you guys are fucking me over. So I will say, because I understand that you are very much like Drake's a lunatic, but you have to remember, you don't know these people. You don't know who Drake is. You don't know what's actually going on. I don't even know if this beef actually started out as a real beef. It could have been a commercial plug for both of them. And now it's gone horribly wrong. You know, like, I think be careful with the facts and opinion and mixing them, because I had this conversation with Sirhan the other day. It could make most of this shit could be AI. You know, you see people like, you know, news articles talking about it. Do you know who those news reporters are? Have you ever seen that channel before? Like, you know, it could just be it could be bullshit. Like, and the thing is, they both I wouldn't say Kendrick as much, but I know that Drake has enough money and power to pull shit all over the place if he wants, and so this could be something mad. You have no idea what could be coming from this, if it is a play or if it is just him going downhill. Cool, we all get to watch it.
I will say that on the, at least I've not like done in-depth research, but just being a part of it on the sideline, the videos I've watched, these are all like really old streamers and sort of music reviewers, production artists, DJs that are kind of having these conversations. Because like you, Chad, if I was watching purely on the news or stuff like that, I would be a little bit
But it is still people who don't know the situation having conversations.
No, this you're right.
This is the same thing that is happened. Well, that happened with Kanye as well. You know, everyone was like, Kanye's crazy. And he probably is. But he also said, like, you know, Hollywood was fucking him up and making him look a certain way. Yeah. And it could be happening again. So be careful. It's only an opinion, but still.
I do completely understand what you're saying. And if that was the case, like if it was just like a scheme and it was all like if Drake's some brilliant mastermind doing all this shit, he's going about it in a very, very strange way. Very. I mean, this is the first lawsuit, right? So we'll get into the rest of it. But I believe this is purely just Drake being absolutely like a sore loser. He cannot accept the fact that he lost his beef and is now like the fucking laughing joke in the music industry. And he is going to stay that way for a very long time. And it wouldn't have been the case if Drake had just taken the L from Not Like Us in the first place, stayed quiet for a few months, and then come back with a banger of an album or whatever. And then people would have been like, all right, you lost the beef, but you know, I'll find your back. And it would have just carried on. But because he's continually put it in the spotlight and he's doing all this insane shit, he's just further reinforcing what the message of Not Like Us, the actual song, like everything about it, what it stands for, Drake not being like us, not being a part of hip hop, not understanding the culture, being a culture vulture in general, it just further solidifies that entire point.
I really love that term. Sorry, that was beautiful. Culture vulture. Oh, culture that, vulture. That hit me. That gave culture. Me a little direction.
Look
alike.
Yeah. Pause.
Yeah.
So, that was the first lawsuit. Again, Drake trying to sue UMG and Spotify for cahoots on increasing the streams and using bots and payola to increase the streams for Not Like Us. That was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that. UMG.
Yeah, well, he was.
Just to confirm, it's Drake's label and Kendrick's label.
Drake and Kendrick are both signed under like
UMG.
their own labels, which are both signed under UMG. UMG is a big fucking name in music, so
if he wants to go after not Kendrick as he's saying, but that song of Not Like Us, he has to basically go to his own people. Like,
but I mean, this is what's strange, right? Like, okay, we'll get into it. So that was the first lawsuit. Drake then decides to file a second, more insane fucking lawsuit, filing for defamation of character against UMG for the contents of Not Like Us, claiming that the song had damaged his character and put his safety in jeopardy, pretty much.
Yeah.
So essentially, Drake is just suing over a diss track because he didn't like what was said about him in that song. Which
is that actually what he was suing for? Like that exact thing? Like,
I mean, the actual. I have seen the actual like paperwork that he's put out, and it doesn't explicitly say that in those exact words. But that is pretty much the gist of it. Drake files for defamation against UMG, claiming that the contents of the song Not Like Us damaged his character and put his safety in jeopardy.
Yeah.
That is pretty much what the second lawsuit was about.
That's crazy. That's fucking insane.
But, just one sec, because I just to reiterate what we said from the beginning, though, this is where Drake pulled the story. Whether he's right or wrong is up to whatever the reality of it is, of kind of going, the song came out, I got a fucking shooting at my house, that's my evidence. He kind of took the angle as well, like, I am unsafe, this song has fucked me up, outside of the other things that he's saying about the song.
Yeah, so
I mean, fair enough, but over a diss track is fucking ridiculous. And this was the lawsuit that had everyone like, fuck Drake, and just further everyone was not playing the bumping game. Not like,
yes,
every it was just
Charlie said it in one. That's what everyone's general consensus was up until this point of, right or wrong, real or not, no, this is not the culture. This is not, you know, this is a rap battle. Like, you take it on the chin.
He started as well, remember? Drake was the one poking. He was the one poking Kendrick. Kendrick came out with a load of tracks, fucked him up. That's so bad. Like,
and Ricky, what do you do?
Don't poke the fucking bear, bro.
There.
Don't poke the bear. I've been saying
he's trying to tickle the bear's ankles now.
It's crazy because after all of this, Drake is not suing Kendrick Lamar for what he done for Kendrick's song. He's going after UMG. Like, if you watch there's been like extreme,
but is
like,
it definitely after they're definitely targeting Not Like Us, the song?
Yeah. Let me get into it. So Drake files for defamation against UMG, claiming that the context of the song Not Like Us damaged his character and put his safety in jeopardy. The second lawsuit opens up in the actual official paperwork that's been filed in federal court. It opens up saying that that the attack on Drake's house last year, which we already talked about, that's this is what it starts with. It's saying that someone like came to his, like, someone drove by his house, that they yelled "fuck Drake." They started shooting. Like the security guard got shot. He had to bleed out. Like everyone had to come out and put pressure on the wound and stop the bleeding and do all this mad shit. He got sent to hospital. That's the way the second lawsuit opens up, trying to reinforce the fact that this song is jeopardizing his safety
and his family's safety.
But okay. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff mentioned in the lawsuit. They break down like the actual lyrics from Not Like Us. Like of all the diss tracks that Kendrick released, this was the only one that Drake is trying to do something against. Because he's like, no, Not Like Us has done this, and they've claimed, oh, you know, in the first opening minute, "Hey Drake, I hear you like him. I hear you like him young. You better never got this." Like they're quoting specific lyrics from the song, saying this is not true, this is false because of this and that, whatever, and it's defamation of character.
So,
they've got stills from the music video saying, "Oh, in this specific screenshot, there's an owl pinata that Kendrick is beating, and there's a warning sign saying, oh, disclaimer, no OV hoes were harmed in the making of this video."
That's the game, isn't it?
Exactly. That's the game.
That's what they're like, doing.
Which is what Drake doesn't seem to understand. And because he's just not letting it go, he's bringing more light to himself and to the diss tracks and to how bad he actually lost. And he's just
solidifying in history.
Yeah.
More and more.
It's been bad, man. So, like, what do you think? Like, does any of this, like, surprise you? Has it shocked you? Like, I don't. There is a bit more to explain, but I just want to hear your thoughts on.
Because I was like, I remember there being a little bit more. All right.
So far, I'm kind of torn. I'm a bit like, I feel like what's happening in Drake's head is the biggest mystery.
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
Is there a plan here, or are you just lashing out? Like, I get it. You know, shots being fired at your house. All right, that's mad. But hello, that's what rap battles have always been. It always ends in violence. Like, look at 50, look at Tupac, look at, you know, the whole Ja Rule thing. There's so many incidents where people died. Like, what were you thinking, Drake? Like, if you've got a family that you care about, and you shouldn't have started it. I mean, yeah, I mean, if that's the angle he's going for, it's a very weird one. I'm interested to see what else he's going for.
It's very strange. It's very, very strange.
Well, another, I guess, a different angle to that is that back in the day with rap battles and stuff like that, those people were so heavily involved in like gang culture and stuff like
true.
That.
Is there like any kind of gang situation with Drake and Kendrick or nothing at all? Because I know Kendrick kind of represents, is it Compton? Yeah.
Mm.
And Drake represents Canada. I don't know what kind of
Toronto, Canada.
But yeah. I still don't think, like, in this day and age, though, it would condone having someone come and shoot at your house.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I feel like at this point, Drake probably felt like he had to do something, and he wasn't going to win another like rap battle. He wasn't going to be able to put out another tune that would be Not Like Us or anything like that.
But you got to try, innit? Make a song about
exactly,
being shot at. Like,
exactly.
You know,
like,
he's got material there. Like, you send people in to shoot me up. You know, just come up with some bars about it.
Yeah, and then there's 99% chance of that completely failing.
Yeah. See, yeah, now there is, yeah, for sure.
But it's still
now
playing there. The game.
It's still playing the game.
It's still playing the game, and you stand strong behind what you've already said before. You know,
I think you guys are right. Let's look at this like more practically. Like, if they both had beef with each other, and let's say from the beginning they both went for a lawsuit. You do this. You're a paedophile. Oh, you're a wife beater. You do this. Oh, you do this. Right? They could have done a lot of the content of Drake's like lawsuits are very. That could be very lyrical, could be very serious. Obviously, it's a bit too late now. But in my opinion, I think it goes in a couple of different directions. One, I think either Drake genuinely fucked like, what's going on in his. I think that guy needs a little bit of help. I think regardless of what's going through his head, this guy either has a serious ego issue or he's been around a lot of yes people that I think is just going to fuck with his mentality of reality. And there's a lot of pressure on this man and he's acting weird. Maybe I'm speaking too much as a therapist, but I'm like, maybe you should, like, as Kendrick said, like, no, take a step back. Have it, like, talk to someone, like, think about what you're doing. And then the other side of it is, I don't think this is the case, because I've seen Drake afterwards, like on streams and shit, and he's clearly representing himself.
Embarrassing.
He could be just a massive OVO port. He could just be like, I've actually made no fucking choices in this from day one, because I've always been told what to do. The songs are written for me. I literally told what to wear. All I do is get paid loads of money, drugs, women, whatever. I get paid the lifestyle I just represent. And that means he's going to take all the glory and all the shame as well. I don't know how much say or power Drake has in this, but either way, no, he's not fucking looking good. And he's made it infinitely worse.
I think you're right. I think Drake's looked at it kind of like a WWE fight. You know what I mean? Like, he's happy to be the bad guy. He's happy to, you know, get everyone booing him and whatever. But then someone actually took a shot and he's like, whoa, I was just, you know, what the fuck? This is endangering my life. It's like, Drake, man, I mean, you're putting music out there and you're dissing people, like, you know, people that people love. And, you know, not condoning people shooting or anything. Obviously, that's like, that is crossing a line, especially in today's age. Yeah. But come on, man, you can't just go suing everyone afterwards. That's not the way to get back at the shooter.
Like, suing is just fucking crazy. It's actually, well, it's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I think it's worse.
And like the fact that he's going after UMG, his own label, and not Kendrick, after what the things that Kendrick have been saying. Kendrick wrote the lyrics. Kendrick was the writer. But he's going after UMG because UMG knew about the fact that Not Like Us was made. They knew about like the album art, they knew about the video, but they continued to distribute it, they continued to release it. They didn't do anything to stop the message or tell Kendrick to amend or edit some of the words, or, you know, he's blaming UMG for like distributing it the way that they have and making it as popular as it was. And it's just very, very weak. Yeah. Very, very weak kind of shit.
Weird.
It's very weird. It's very, very weird.
I am surprised. There is a small part of me that's a bit not surprised with Drake. Like, when you see an ego grow to that extent, you wanted, on my end, I wanted that rap battle to kind of break and shatter that image. Because it's not him. That's not his talent and his gift, what he's putting out there. I'm not saying the guy might not have bars or talents or voice, but it's not in this area.
He does have bars when other people are writing them, but that's about it. Ooh. That's about it.
Were people writing his old stuff?
Yeah, Drake is known for using ghostwriters. He's never publicly come out and said it, but it's always been a thing. Like, Drake has always been known to use ghostwriters, which is why when Kendrick released Euphoria, the first diss track, he was like, it's not a 20v1, it's a 1v20. Because he knows that Drake's got a whole fucking team of ghostwriters writing his shit for him. After the beef, there were videos coming out of a lot of Drake's old big hits. There were the people that actually wrote them, the actual ghostwriters that wrote the songs and were making reference tracks for Drake. So they'd have the beat in the back and then they would rap the way they wanted the rap, the rap that they'd written to go with the beat, and they'd send it to Drake, and then Drake would like take the beat, take the lyrics, and he might change a couple words around here or there, whatever. But all those reference tracks were slowly being leaked one by one over time, and it was like, so it's like, it's true, Drake basically uses fucking ghostwriters. He still hasn't publicly come out and confirmed it or anything, but it's like, it's a known thing, which is why it's like, why get into a beef with Kendrick fucking Lamar, a legit battle rapper, when you don't even write your own raps? It's insane. And after Not Like Us dropped, Drake put out, was it before or after he put out the Hot Pass? I think he put out the Hot Pass 6 before he put out Not Like Us. I think that was Drake's attempt of actually writing his own shit. Because if you go back and listen to Drake's disses before that, they are very more calculated and cold, and the punchlines hit a bit more punchier, but it seems too good. But when you listen to the Hot Pass 6, it's like all of that, everything he'd had done, just took a fucking nosedive off a cliff, and then you get the Hot Pass 6. And it's like, what is this quality? It's shit. It's absolute dog shit. And I think that was Drake's attempt at actually writing a song himself.
And producing it himself as well, maybe.
Maybe not producing it himself, but he definitely tried to. It sounds like he actually wrote that one himself, because the bars are shit. Nothing really hits. It's out of place. And he ends the song on like, oh, you know, it's good to get you out and get the pen working. And he's basically like conceding defeat at the end of the song. And it's just like, it's fucking shit. So that was the second lawsuit, which is it's just crazy, because if he does actually go through with the second lawsuit and he does win, then what happens to rap, the whole genre of rap after that? Because it's like you're censoring music, you're censoring the First Amendment of like freedom of speech. If you can get sued off a diss track, then can anybody now sue off a diss track?
Anybody
can Meek Mills sue Drake after what Drake done to Meek Mills? Can Ja Rule go back and sue 50 Cent? Like, it will just go back.
Yeah, it's not anything that's going to be changing, because that's been happening for years anyway. People get sued for dissing people on music anyway. If you're getting paid to do it, and you know.
I've not heard of people getting sued over diss track before. Like,
oh, Eminem got sued by his own mum. Yeah, what? Man, 10 mil. Fuck you, Debbie.
When it's like a mother child thing, then
it happens across the board, man. Like, you know, anyone that you diss on a track, if you're getting money and what you've said is about someone particular and you name drop them and you say that they're a paedophile, of course you can get sued for it. It's a very...
You can, for sure. You know, I've just never heard of someone actually being dissed over, getting sued over a diss track. I think, and it's not even Kendrick that's getting sued, it's fucking UMG. He's going after the hand that feeds him, which just further doesn't make any fucking sense.
In the of the culture of rap battle and hip hop, I think it's weird to be sued. In other areas, I would imagine so, but a lot of people within this culture won't sue, even if either because they don't give a shit or maybe they even have an ego, because to sue means you lose a lot more face, which is what Drake kind of avenue.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a Hail Mary if you've lost. Like, you know, let me try and get some money out of this. You know,
really? Fine. I would like, this is purely failure. The moment you thought this through, this was pure failure. There must be a fucking grand scheme that I can't see.
Part of the conceding, I mean, like, in a way, isn't it? Yeah.
It's very strange, man. Like, I genuinely don't. Every chance he seems to get, he makes the worst possible decision that you can possibly make. Yeah, it's just been a bit cringe to watch, really. But it's kind of fun because I do not like Drake, so it's fun watching him spiral out of fucking control. Literally, the opening line of Kendrick's first diss track of Euphoria, he says, "The famous actor we once knew is looking crazy and now spiraling." And that spiral has just literally continued through the tracks, over the months, it's just reinforced everything Kendrick has said further. And it's like, this is why you don't poke the bear.
Didn't he have more lawsuit, Rick?
He did. I'm going to get into it, but ad break first. I think we're like probably 20, 30 minutes into it.
Let's do it.
Ad break!
Ad break.
Ad break. Ad break.
Now, class, please turn your attention to the board.
I destroyed them with this track. Now I'll definitely be cemented as the top podcast host, no questions asked. Jesus!
What did you say about me, mate? Call me fucking bald, did you?
What? Me, mate? Nah, mate. Nah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter anyway, because I absolutely buried you with my verse.
Correction. I buried you all. Not only with my diss track, but also in court orders. Yep. Defamation of character, slander, and for having crappy diss tracks.
I can't believe you guys. How could you say those things about me?
Mate, the diss tracks, what did you expect?
I know. And it was fine until Fraser brought slippers into this.
You know what? I kind of thought that was too far.
Yeah, mate, definitely. Oh, well, it doesn't matter now anyway, because I definitely won, making me host supreme.
Yeah, you wish. I wrecked you all.
I don't care. You're all being served, and I don't mean in another diss track.
Take back what you said! All of you!
Guys, stop. Look what's happened to, like, it's just a couple of disses. There's no need for it to escalate and destroy the podcast.
Yeah, you're right, man. I'll drop the lawsuits. Sorry about the slipper comments, Sirhan.
You're forgiven, Fraze. Sorry, I mentioned just hot lip jazz.
That's okay, man. Sorry I called you bald, Rick.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
It's all good, guys. It's all good. Now, Can we just get back to the episode with me as host supreme? Good.
Hey!
So, that was the second lawsuit. Drake basically suing for defamation of character and his safety and being a princess and everything. It's fine. So, a couple of weeks go by, and then Drake decides that he's going to drop the first lawsuit he started against UMG and Spotify for being in cahoots over the increased streams and all that kind of stuff. Why he decided to drop that lawsuit, he didn't say why, but I think we can all probably make guesses as to why, because he didn't have any fucking facts or basis to launch that lawsuit in the first place. But this was interesting. So before, for him to have cancelled that first lawsuit, he needs to file additional paperwork with the courts, and in that paperwork, he needs to include the people who he's accusing and their position on him dropping out and discontinuing the lawsuit. So he went to Spotify and was like, "I'm dropping the lawsuit. Have you got anything to say? Do you want to add anything into it?" And they're like, "Nope, we're cool. It's fine. Drop the lawsuit. We don't give a shit." Spotify were already saying that the lawsuit is baseless. Like, there's no foundation to it whatsoever. Anyway, so Spotify were happy to get sued because they weren't going to find anything anyway. But Drake wanted to drop it, so Spotify said, "Yeah, sure, fine. We got nothing to say. You can drop the suit. It's all good." He then had to go to UMG, his own label, and be like, "I'm dropping the suit. Is there anything that you want to say? Do you want to include your position or whatever it is in the paperwork?" When Drake went to go to UMG and let them know, their statement said that we reserve our position on the issue. So their statement was to not give a statement, which to me is enough of a statement in the first place to not give a statement on anything. So that's kind of scary, because UMG are a big, big fucking organization with deep, deep pockets, and they could do some damage if they really wanted to. But I think, I don't know what's happened since, but I know UMG have like since put out a statement against Drake since all of this has happened. I think this dropped a couple of days ago. I think UMG responded. Okay. And they were basically saying that the entire fucking thing, Drake's lawsuit, the claims he was making, everything he was accusing them of was completely false. There was no basis to it. There was no facts. It was completely illogical. UMG basically wrote their own fucking diss track for Drake in their response to to him saying that it's fucking stupid. It was actually savage. And Drake is due to his... I don't know if you know, when Drake was signed to UMG, UMG gave him $400 million for like a lifetime deal with a lifetime signing with UMG. And Lucian Grange, I think, is Drake's, the guy he was signed to, who signed him the $400 million. So there's been like speculations about why Drake wanted to go for the beef, because before all of this had happened, if he had got into the beef and then beat Kendrick Lamar, when it comes down to signing with UMG again, he can be like, "I beat Kendrick Lamar, I beat the Boogeyman. I don't want $400 million, I want $500, I want $600, and he can renegotiate for a higher price. But now, since he's been absolutely fucking mullered, UMG probably want absolutely nothing to do with him, and I really wouldn't be surprised. Maybe this is like Drake's low-key way of trying to get out of his signing with UMG in the first place, which would be a bit of a stretch, but I don't know who else is going to fucking pay Drake anywhere near the amount that UMG paid him. But yeah, it's a weird tactic to take. But
okay, yeah, interesting.
That is a scary one, isn't it? Because that is as you said, that's a big move from UMG to kind of go, no.
Yeah. Literally the hand that feeds him it can get a bit scary at that point. So this is the next bonkers part of Drake's fucking spiral. after he dropped that still first lawsuit, spiraling. He's still spiraling. I'm willing to bet there's going to be a lot more to this. Drake then decided, after dropping that first lawsuit against Spotify and UMG together, he started another lawsuit, still primarily aimed at UMG, but in the paperwork, he included YouTube reactors in the paperwork, saying that these streamers helped facilitate and promote Not Like Us to the strength that it was, because they'd helped reinforce the narrative of Not Like Us and Drake being a PDF file and all this stupid fucking shit that had been going on.
Good line.
It's actually insane. There's like proof that when you all know Kai Cenat, right? Everyone knows Kai Cenat. When the beef was ongoing and Drake was releasing his tracks, when he released Family Matters, a few minutes before, Kai Cenat was on Twitch streaming live already. As he was streaming, Drake texted him or tweeted him or whatever and told him to stay on stream. That was it. Stay on stream. Those are the three words that he said to Kai. And Kai was like, all right, bet, I'm going to stay on stream. Which is when Drake obviously then dropped Family Matters and everyone's like, oh my God, Drake dropped another track. And then that, so everyone promoting Drake shit, he has no problem with. He's got no issue with getting. He's like, yeah, do it. But when it comes to promoting Kendrick's stuff, he's not having it. And only specifically Not Like Us. Which is
be interesting, because as I did know a little bit about the YouTube being the YouTubers being sued.
Yeah,
I have thought if they are being paid by either UMG or OVO or something to endorse Not Like Us, like if any kind of communication has been made between those YouTubers and the big companies, that could be maybe what Drake's targeting. But other than that, none of it makes sense.
That's the only thing I've been able to think of.
You know what, though?
He's either clutching at straws or he's onto something, and I think he's just clutching.
I think he's clutching.
I think, personally, he's clutching. I think that, at best, this is like the biggest conspiracy vibe I could put out there. UMG said, right, we're representing two people. They're both, you know, one's really talented, one makes us a lot of money. Let's boost number one. Let's get him to that fucking level of stardom and godhood and legendariness and whatever our plans are for him. And let's fucking let go of this guy now. Or let's just see what happens. Pit them against each other. Whoever lost, right, you're out. Fuck this. Get out of my fucking space. Kendrick is now a god. I'm not saying the guy is not that talented. I'm not saying Drake is not just a fucking symbol with some talent. That's like the biggest conspiracy I can put it to. On a more grounded level, when I watched a lot of the YouTube reactors and skit creators, and there's so many people, like you said, what was the stay on stream guy? Kai Cenat, yeah. And he was one of the people, like, how am I fucking included in that list when I have direct proof against Drake? Like, what the fuck's he thinking? Like, it's not even, I'm offended. It's like, are you an idiot? Like, I'm never on anyone's side. But a lot of people, again, like, can you sue over a diss track now? What does that mean for the culture? Like, rap battles. It's the same with YouTubers. A lot of them are like, bro, this is how we make our shit. Like, this is our livelihood that you're threatening at this point. And what does that say on our freedom of speech? What does that mean on what we can't react? We can't talk our opinion now, where this is where we, like, it's the bigger implications if this were to happen. And I think for me, that was a surprising point, because I was expecting people just to be more pissed off and, you know, just like bitchy and anti-Drake, but they were just more like, no, like, this is something bigger. Just because you as a person are spiraling with your own ego kind of flattening out.
That's literally all it is. Like, he cannot accept the fact that he lost. And every move, like the first lawsuit, the second lawsuit, dropping the first one and going to after fucking YouTube reactors, it's like, if Drake had just learned to take the L from Not Like Us the first time it dropped and just gone quiet for a couple of months, he would have gotten rinsed. Yeah, it would have been in the public eye for fucking ages. But it's the internet and it's news. Like, there's shit every day and it would have eventually been drowned out. A couple of months later, or like at some point this year, he could have released a new album. Yeah, I'm back. Had some bangers. Like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. You lost the beef, whatever, whatever. But you're still going to have your fans. You're still going to be making music. Like, all right, cool, fine, whatever. And that's it.
Mm.
But because he's just continued to not let it go, mm-hmm. it's blown up into this big fucking thing. When now we are talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he should have just focused on his craft.
You just made that point of you'd come back to your shit and make your music. So this says to you and to everyone more than anything is for Drake, or at least the people representing him, it's not about the music. It's proving that point. It's not about the music.
100%, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
And logo recognition, and it's like, okay, that's what you're getting pissy about.
Sure,
if it was about music, you would have gone away, learned something from this shit, and come like maybe 4 or 5 years later, reinvent yourself, bang out some bangers from this life lesson. That's what usually an artist does, right? A good artist mm-hmm. will disappear mm-hmm. and know when to come back. And mm-hmm. he had that opportunity to fucking learn, or even just wait long enough, like you said, and the internet would forget, no matter what.
So many artists have talked about like 2016 Drake, right? Just saying how different that was.
Yeah,
I liked early Drake. He was good.
Me too. Early Drake, I used to love. I used to bang out all of his fucking albums. But then after a certain point, it just I don't know what album it was. Maybe it was the one with the fucking hit the blue sky cover and the him. I don't know the name of his fucking albums anymore.
I enjoyed that album. The
album with Pound Cake on it. Whatever album that was, I think that was the album I lost it. I was like. Other than Pound Cake, the rest of the album is shit. I don't like anything else. I just stopped listening to Drake after that. And anything I did hear from Drake, I was like, this is fucking shit. I do not rate this guy. But that's me. That's my opinion. I just do not like Drake.
No, I enjoyed the album. I can't remember the album with the blue back sky background. He had the adult one, and I think the Dulux album had like the kid, the afro. But Hotline Bling for me. Once Hotline Bling came out,
was that the same album as Hotline Bling?
No. That wasn't the same album. Hotline Bling came out as a single, I think, after it. Mm. That was nowhere on the album.
What a meme.
That would have...
if he had lent into the Wii thing, it would have been sick. He tried to pull it off as like this cool music video of him in front of these really easy to crop him out of as a meme, blue and green screens, and just fucked himself up. If he had literally made the whole music video a Wii tournament and he's made himself a character, I think it actually would have sold. I think it would have been like, do you know what, this is mad, but it's actually dope, because it's not a bad song, it's catchy. It's just he needed to be silly with it. He needed to realize it was a good money
grab song for Drake. That was what it was. It was a hit.
Yeah, but that's it. He should have laughed about it, but he couldn't. He was taking himself so seriously. It was like, this is dumb. This doesn't make sense.
And like, it's just weird. Drake suing for all the same shit that UMG obviously did for Drake when Drake was on top, and Drake was like, when Kendrick had gone years disappearing and ghosted, Drake was like number one, and UMG had no issues boosting all of his shit. I remember when Scorpion came out. I've not heard Scorpion because I don't like Drake. But when it came out, it was like such a big fucking album. Apparently, everyone on Spotify, even if you never listened to rap, you were being pushed to listen to Scorpion like when it came out, because it was just everywhere. And Spotify were like fully pushing it, and UMG were pushing all of Drake shit. Drake didn't have an issue with it back then. It was cool when it was working for him. As soon as it goes against him, it's like, no, you can't do that to me. You can't, I'm fucking Drake, you can't do that. And it turns into this big fucking thing. And it's like, this proves the fucking point.
You know what?
This proves the point.
The fact that he's suing them for trying to do the same thing, apparently, with Kendrick. If they accepted it and said, all right, let's talk, let's go, it's public now, it's in court, whatever. What's your proof? Well, I know this, I know that, I know that. It could very very easily insinuate his inside knowledge into that and kind of put him in the same boat, because all it takes is the one right person to ask the right type of question. But like, well, how would you know that? If you said this and this and this, fine, but how did you know that part? And that's very easy to catch.
The paperwork, in the official paperwork, he says in there that there's like sources in UMG, unconfirmed sources in Spotify, like spokespeople here and there. He doesn't specifically name people, but he's like, this is how he knows people of what they're doing, because he names other people. But he's also kind of like baiting himself out on what he knows and what the UMG have done for him. It's just very fucking crazy, man.
It's a dodgy, dodgy game. It's like it's like your sibling pissing you off and you're trying to sue your mum or dad. It's like, who's actually, you're going to lose the house? No, I don't give a shit. Like, all right.
Do you reckon this is just who Drake has always been? Or do you reckon,
I think
like,
so. I genuinely do think so. I think fame. I don't even think it's drugs. I think it's like he's got a genuine problem with just accepting defeat or not believing
insecurity.
That. Yeah,
chronic insecurity.
That's like the best way to say it. He's just fucking insecure, man. Yeah.
But
insecure.
That the people that picked him up and made him what he is knew that, and they've probably exploited that. Because and Hollywood is not, no matter what Hollywood people think it is, Hollywood is not a healthy place. For a lot of people.
Yeah? That's the thing. Like I've seen him running around the streets going in dress up, you know, asking people what they think of the new Drake song. And they're like, I don't even know who Drake is. And he's just looking at the camera and laughing. And he's like, he all takes it on the chin. So I don't know if I'd say that he's always been this way. Because I remember liking him as a person in interviews and things like that as well. I mean, I haven't watched him in a long time.
Fame changes people.
He seemed like a really genuinely nice guy.
He's a very sensitive dude. Very. You can't say something about Drake in a bad light and him not take offense about it.
Mm.
He's very, very sensitive, especially when it comes to anything Kendrick Lamar.
Well, it's
him and Kendrick.
He got wrecked.
Even before the beef, they've had history. But yeah, it's just fucking insane. To
can you imagine being a musician who can never like look at the term A minor the same way ever again?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You're like, yeah, take it to A minor. Oh, I hate that. Fuck.
No, actually, can you imagine the easiest way now to the most subtle way of like trolling Drake is if he just walks through just on a piano, just like boom, 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 boom. And the sadder part is you're looking at Drake like, yeah, he's just going to pick him off. And then you realize he has no idea what fucking note it is. And he's just like, he starts rapping through it on top. You're like, oh, Drake.
Very strange, man. Very, very, very strange, dude. But yeah, that's pretty much the beef. I mean, the beef, the all the fucking shit Drake's been up to, his crash out spiral. Sure will continue on for the next couple of weeks, and he will do some more insane fucking shit. And if he does, we can go back over it and catch up on part 3 of the fucking spiral crash out.
I'm hoping for a redemption arc. I'm hoping for it. I'd love to see it.
That would be redemption of the of humanity. I don't know how anyone's going to come back from that shit.
Redemption from this is like, if like Drake gets lost and everything, he loses UMG, and then like maybe a year or two later, Kendrick goes things like, right, listen, I'm going to take you under my wing. You got to drop everything. You got to drop everyone, all the act. I'll come and I can say, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if he just twisted it around? Because Drake brought Kendrick in, right? Not personally, but he boosted.
He didn't bring him in.
Early days.
He didn't bring him in. Like Drake was already pretty well known. Drake was more well known. Kendrick was still a little bit more underground because he was like low key rap kind of stuff, and Drake was more commercial. Drake made a song with Kendrick and kind of helped boost him into the light a little bit.
Right.
He's done with many artists. But that was a very long time ago.
Yeah, that story, flip it round, Kendrick to Drake, that's the fairy tale right there.
Not after talking about his wife.
I'm just thinking, if he can just drop one banging album that's actually like undeniably impressive, he's on firm ground.
That's
again.
His only thing.
And that's it. What you can do.
I think he's got to change his persona as well. Like, he's got to put out a new brand image now for himself. Like, he's got to improve his character.
Change it up. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think any suggestion could be relevant and irrelevant until we know what's happening with the lawsuit shit. The lawsuit shit is going to do more damage than any rap battle could have.
Mm-hmm. He used to drop that
I'm
shit.
Calling it now. That lawsuit is going to blow up in Drake's face, and he's going to be. He's going to be homeless.
I'm genuinely having a tendency to believe you because so far, everything you've called, without exaggeration, has been on point. I don't know if it will, but personally, I'm inclined to believe you. So
I reckon
Drake's
going
to
blow up.
Drake's, it's called it. It's called it. It's going to blow up. So
yeah, they need to drop it and go to bed early.
Yeah. But yeah, boys, that was the catch up. So you all kind of know what the fuck Drake's been up to now.
Up to speed, and Kendrick has just done nothing.
Kendrick has done what Kendrick does. He dropped Not Like Us. He went quiet. He didn't say shit. The last tweet Kendrick tweeted was Not Like Us, and he dropped GNX. And now he's on tour next year with SZA. He's got the Super Bowl in next month, in a couple, like back a couple of weeks, in a week or two.
Yep.
That Super Bowl halftime show is going to be fucking insane. And so please, everyone, watch it, because there's going to be mad shit that he does on that fucking halftime
when
show.
Is that?
I promise.
Do you know?
February, I want to say 9th, but don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but it's at some point in February, early February.
Sick.
But yeah, that's good stuff from Kendrick. Drake is on a fucking crash out spiral. Life is great. And yeah.
You're right. Sunday the 9th of February.
9th of February. Nice.
Yeah.
There you go. So yeah. Super Bowl halftime show. Watch Kendrick do his fucking thing and you'll understand why Kendrick is the GOAT. And yeah, boys. That's all I had for today. So if you have anything else you want to add before we kick this off.
J. Cole is number one.
Fraser!
Let's not do this.
I still think Eminem's the best.
Eminem.
Do not battle Eminem.
Eminem's OG. Stand by.
Kendrick has even said that Eminem is the top rapper in the world.
No, but
he has literally said it.
I don't think it's fair to put them in the same boat, though, because I don't look at it necessarily as a rap sort of element. It's just more of that's a different generation. Like Eminem is within that part of the generation. Like you wouldn't compare like Snoop or 50 Cent, like some of them are modern day, because they're in their own style.
I don't know.
Like,
you can, and it's fun. I mean, Eminem's fired.
You just
he has
see
fired a few shots.
Beef. You just want to see.
It's fun. We get to talk about it, and it's good dance. You know, it's all fun. True. I want to see a diss track from Eminem to Kendrick and then Kendrick to Eminem. I'd love to see that.
I'm like, so good.
I'm taking you genuinely personally. I don't think Rick's heart could take it.
No.
I saw him with J. Cole. He was stressed. I was going through a breakup, right? And I had to console him because I felt like he was genuinely in more pain than I was.
Oh, my God.
Yes, let's not. I think even I would stress. If it was Kendrick and Eminem, I would stress. And I'm not even that deep in this.
I think we're sick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another podcast for Red Jacks on. If you have any thoughts or comments, just chuck them in below. And we will get back to you when we get back to you. I'm Bald Man Rick.
Oh, Humble Charlie.
Now I'm Big Boy Fraser.
Stole it.
I'm just Sir Han. I'll be the Fraser.
Little boy, Sir Han.
Little boy, Sir Han.
Little boy, Sir Han.
I don't want this to suffer.
What a way to end it.